This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
3 o'clock, nice to have you. Lions fans, going to need your help because, first of all, if you missed it, it's probably worth a listen. I thought Jim and John did a really nice job. And I called Jim and told him personally, you did a better job than I would. I'm just too old and crotchety, and I don't revere athletes, coaches, executives. They're not special. They're people. You know, they poop too, and I just don't really care. Like, none of these people are fighting cancer.
You're not big into getting talked down to?
No, because it's all dumb. All of it. Like, sports is not real. It's entertainment. It's nothing different than what we do. Acting as if they're shaping geopolitics or brokering peace in the Middle East, that's ridiculous. Right. So,
yeah, you're not a hostage negotiator.
No, so I just laugh at it when guys take themselves that seriously. And look, make no mistake, guys like Eiserman and Brad take themselves incredibly seriously. And I thought the guys did a good job of keeping it even, asking really good questions, and Brad just wasn't going to give an inch. Now, the best way to set it up is, look, I have stayed out of this. I had a dream sequence where I said, look, I'd love to get a big-time edge rusher this offseason. But you haven't heard me yell about it. I didn't yell about it with the draft. I'm done. I let go of it months ago when it was clear they weren't going to try. And this draft went on. My thoughts, which are available on our YouTube page, I'm sure, I like the draft. Fine with it. Other people are more upset. They didn't draft an edge. And depending who you talk to, sounds like they tried to trade up to get one in this draft. The point is, Brad Holmes was asked about it. David, I want you to specifically set up some of the audio you have, and then I'm going to turn it over to Rico. Rico is far angrier than I am. I'm more like sadistically laughing at it.
Because it was very condescending.
I know. Hold on. Okay. I want to give the people, as Kenny likes to say, some hors d'oeuvre. I want to give them the hors d'oeuvres, and then we can get to the main dish. David, if you would.
So this cut here, this is Jim basically asking him about the edge situation.
Now, there's more, but do you want the second piece before you decide to? Okay, before Rico goes full Monty here. David, do you want to set up the second piece?
Yeah, the second piece is him basically saying, yes, you can draft one every round, but the guy still has to perform.
I guess I don't know how this even got there. Because Cookie started off with a softball question. It's a morning show. It's an easy question. Hey, you know, a lot of people want the edge rushers. And this was his chance to say, you know, you can never have too many. We try, but the cost wasn't there. We didn't want to pay that price. I like who we drafted. That's the answer. Brad just woke up and chose violence and said, nah, no softball, grenade. I don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand? Really? I don't understand. Because we already have one. And then at that point, Mike, it just became just condescending. Like, well, what would we do with another edge rusher? I mean, we already have one of the elite edge rushers. So why do you need two? Why do you need two edge rushers? I did not get it. And he goes on, and if you listen to the whole thing, he talks about other teams in the league who have top edge rushers. And I'm thinking to myself, Brad, nobody's saying, okay, I thought we started with the pipe dream, the Myles Garrett thing. Like, you're probably not going to get him because he doesn't value the edge rusher like that. And if he doesn't, then just say, I don't value it the way that you guys do. But don't sit here and act like we're just a bunch of idiots, because we want to see the team get better. Because you know what helps Aiden out? If you have another edge rusher who could take some of the pressure off of him. So you don't, there's not always going to be a double team. You got to pick your poison. He doesn't even have to be elite, but you can at least address it instead of saying, well, I don't get it. Because, hey, in the draft, Nick Bosa, can we say that's a good edge rusher? First thing San Francisco did, they went out and drafted another edge rusher. But you're telling me, well, if you got one, that's good. It didn't make any sense because this is the same man. And correct me if I'm wrong, they had a running back, right? But then they went into the draft, drafted, traded up, and got Jahmyr Gibbs. And then you had two running backs. They had a wide receiver, right? We're going to go into the draft. We're going to trade up. We're going to bring in J-Mo. Now you got two receivers. You drafted two corners back-to-back last year. Why are you acting like you can only have one elite edge rusher? Why are you acting like you don't even want to try to get one? It's almost become like it's personal. I'm going to do this without you even realizing you don't know what I know. You haven't read the whole book. You've only read one chapter. I read the book. I've watched 2 years of tape. I know all of this stuff. It's nothing personal, but I know you don't. And it's almost out of spite. He does not want to add an edge rusher. I don't get it. I don't understand. Because, Mike, you've seen it. Top teams know you win with defense. Offense scores a lot of points. But if you, in the end, you got to be able to stop that team in the final 2 minutes to come up with the big stop on a fourth down. You do that with the best available players. You've seen the Eagles draft that way. You've seen, hell, Mike, your team, the Giants, you already had a defensive line. And what did you take? Give me Abdul Carter. Why? It made us better. With him, it's not going to happen. I've come to the point, I don't care. You're never going to draft an edge. I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'm simply saying, I see where the Lions are. You're teetering on winning a Super Bowl. You went out last year, you were 15-2. Imagine if you just got that extra piece to make you a Super Bowl champion. Because when the window closes, it's going to close fast, it's going to close hard, and you're going to be sitting around saying, what happened? I don't understand. Because when you had an opportunity to really reinforce this team, you wanted to get cute about things, and you wanted to tell people about book clubs and stuff, and say, hey, I say this very respectfully, but I read the whole book, and you've read one chapter.
No, I'm not trying to get in the way. No. I'll just wait. It's fine.
I'm good.
You're okay.
It's just condescending.
Like I said, Rico was spicy. I know it is, and I laugh at it. It's fine, because ultimately, if they win the Super Bowl, he's right, and if they don't, it's his ass in the jackpot. I'm with you. The Eagles had a million pass rushers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 20 had a million pass rushers. The Giants, the two Super Bowls they won. The Denver Broncos, when they had DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his prime. Look, I just know the best way to win a Super Bowl. I know I haven't read the whole book club, but it is kind of weird that if you have Aiden, you seem to almost take it personally that people say, get Aiden a bookend.
Right.
Like, get Aiden a guy who can elevate Aiden. I don't know. I'm not yelling about it. I've come to grips with what this is. I just don't understand the level.
If it was a quarterback, Mike, I get it. You can only play one quarterback at a time. If people are like, hey, you didn't draft a quarterback. Hey, guys, we got Jared Goff. We're paying him a lot of money. Last time I checked, you could play multiple edge rushers, correct? Yeah. I've seen the Eagles put three or four out on the same line at once. The Chiefs have done that. I don't understand why he feels like you could only have one, and then I can just put a bunch of, you know, pylon cones up there, and it's going to be good.
Can I just say one thing? Because I don't want people to get twisted up in this. One, I'm not yelling, Rico is. Two, it's not about the draft for me. It's about everything. It's about trades. It's about free agency. And it's about the draft. Like, on no level did you make a concerted effort to really upgrade that player that's never going to get double teamed. Aiden's always going to get double teamed.
Yeah.
And Aleem McNeil, when healthy, will get double teamed. I don't understand why we need straw man arguments. Oh, well, do they ask about it in other towns? Well, Brad, I can tell you this. The other towns, they don't drink your bathwater when you don't win a playoff game and have a rookie drop his nuts in your house. Okay? So I did be careful about the other market thing. This is pretty much the best place to work ever because you can do next to nothing and still be a hero.
Yeah. And a lot of those other towns, they don't get asked because they just go out and find defensive players who could rush the passer.
What do you make of Holmes' answer? That he doesn't understand why people keep asking about a pass rush. I guess that would be the simplest way to talk to the people about it. And I do. I encourage you to listen to the whole interview. I thought Jim and John did a really nice job. 248-539-9797. We can get with you, the people, next. And if you have a different spin on it, feel free. I mean, if you say, oh, I loved what he said, God bless. Do your thing. I'm not mad about it. I chuckle. I mean, man, the way that guy talks, you'd think he bleeped Chanel. I mean, come on. Can we just live in the real world for a minute here?
On the solid gold toilet.
Yeah, you didn't win a playoff game last year. Injuries or not, you didn't win a playoff game. Like, cool it. You're not fighting pancreatic cancer like the people at Carmanos.
And this
like,
is a man, right, Super Bowl or bust. Did you help your team get to the Super Bowl by not addressing an edge rusher? Nah, we're good.
Okay. Personal injury of any sort is personal. Do me a favor. Turn his mic off. He's going to keep talking, and then I'll just do this, and then when we pick it back up, he'll be mid-monologue, crushing.